The next question is, last name is Singh Perry, SINGH-PERRY. Singh Perry, SINGH-PERRY. First name, Ashanti, A-S-H, like in hotel, A-N, like in November, T, like in tango, I, like in India. Number one, clinical case of a 21-year-old African-American female that is following this practice because of the presence of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis that was a collapsing lesion. Period. The patient when referred to this office for the first time, the serum creatinine is 1.75 with estimated GFR of 45. And the protein creatinine ratio that was present was 1270. Today, we are reviewing the laboratory workup that was done May the 1st, in which the comprehensive metabolic profile is consistent with a creatinine 1.72, estimated GFR 42. The serum electrolytes were normal limits. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Liver function tests are with the normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio was consistent with just 346 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Period. The patient has remained very, very stable. At this point, I am going to continue the same approach except with changes in the in the blood pressure medications. Period. The consideration of treating the focal sclerosing glomerulonephritis with a different medication like ACTAR, A-C-T-H-A-R, is going to be deferred, D-E-F-E-R-R-E-D, due to the fact that the patient is stable. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. This arterial hypertension today is 147 over 89. In talking to the patient, there are two considerations. The blood pressure is better controlled at home. However, the heart rate continues to be elevated at 90. She has a significant sympathetic effect. For that reason, we are going to increase the administration of labetalol to 300 milligrams POBID. The second consideration is that the patient is going to the gynecologist to get birth control medications. We know the side effects of these medications are mainly arterial hypertension and DVTs. We explain that to the patient, period. On the other hand, a pregnancy would be very detrimental to the kidneys. Following number, the patient has iron deficiency anemia. She had iron infusions at the cancer center. She's encouraged to go back and take the iron infusions. Following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number the activity of the disease C3, C4, DNA, and the double strand DNA are negative. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months with laboratory workup. The patient was told to call us in case that the patient develops either bradycardia or hypotension. A paragraph, we invested 11 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.